Mike Whitus along with you, and right now we're going to go to the phone line. We have Fribourne County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall, along with Fribourne County Public Health Director Sue Yost, on the line to talk a little bit more about COVID-19 here in Fribourne County. Thank you guys for giving us an update as well, and I'll kind of turn it over to Fribourne County Public Health Director Sue Yost. Sue, we had three more cases now in Fribourne County.
Yes, we have two that are in their 80s and one that's in 40s. And so we do have a few that are getting to be in the elderly population. And so it's getting to be really real that those that are elderly are very at risk for getting coronavirus. So it's really important that people make sure and self-quarantine themselves, stay in your home as the order is, the executive order from the governor. It's a real thing. People can spread it even when they're asymptomatic. So when you don't have any symptoms, you may not even know you have it, and you can still spread it. So it's important to make sure and stay home as much as possible, or, go straight to work if you are one of those that gets to go to work.
And of our 17 cases, Sue, do we know of the 17 cases? I know in your last press release we had one individual that was hospitalized. Do we have any indication from the Minnesota Department of Health of those 17 cases? Are there any more hospitalized? Are you privileged to that information?
To my knowledge, there's no more hospitalized, and I don't know if that person that was hospitalized is still hospitalized. That has not been provided to me, the update.
And of course, Rich Hall is joining us as well, the Emergency Management Director. And Rich, I think for a lot of folks, they are heeding the warning about staying at home. And one of the things that's very difficult for the religious community, the faith community, is the fact that this is Holy Week. And we have Good Friday coming up Friday. We have Easter on Sunday. But we need to remind folks they need to stay home, and it is difficult for families.
Definitely, Mike. It's it's a shame about what's happening out there, but we just need to remember this is a temporary thing, and we can still find ways to celebrate without violating the governor's order. And I think it's important to do that. Let's make sure we're not doing those large gatherings this weekend, and make sure we're maintaining our social distancing, and find an alternative, creative way to celebrate the Easter weekend and still try to have some fun.
I know you both. Go ahead, Sue.
Maybe you can have a video supper. Maybe set up video and each person make their own meal at their own home, and they can sit and visit while they eat.
Where there's a will, there's a way that we'll be able to get through this together. So keep in mind, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're just not sure yet how long that tunnel is, but we will come through this. We get lots of questions down here at the radio station, Sue and Rich, as far as, have we peaked yet? And as you look at the Minnesota Department of Health, they are working with University of Minnesota researchers and looking at the graphs that anybody can look at. It doesn't seem that we have even reached the peak yet in the state of Minnesota.
No, and that's correct. We've not peaked yet. And they can only, imagine that we're going to peak at a certain time. But whether that actually happens or not is still to be seen.
One of the social media rumors, and I know we've talked off air, Sue and Rich, about all of the negative exposure that we're trying to curtail, and that is the fact that the Minnesota Department of Health has now put on their website the congregate care facility with outbreaks by county. And you try to stress this to individuals that an outbreak is one or more residents or maybe a staff member with a lab-confirmed COVID-19. And here in Fribourne County, Fountain Center is listed on that. But some of the other areas around the state where they have those listed, they may no longer be affected with this outbreak.
And that's my understanding, that once the situation is resolved, everybody's done being quarantined, then I think that place comes off the list.
And I know that you had mentioned this in your last press release to the media, Sue. You know, we encourage, the CDC website is telling us now, there was some confusion. When it first came out, it was, well, should you wear a mask or shouldn't you wear a mask? And there was some confusion as to what was right and what was wrong. But now the CDC website is telling us, if you're going out, you need to wear a mask.
Yeah, Mike, and understand that what they're looking at is what's called source control there. And so wearing that mask helps. So if you have the virus, it keeps you from spreading that to the other people out there. It helps with that. But just remember, hand sanitizing, hand washing is still a major thing. When you're out and about, you know, you get back to your car, use that hand sanitizer, get home, wash those hands, clean up, and that's still going to be the biggest thing to help from spreading this disease.
Well, and the only people that should be out are people that are healthy, that think they're healthy. If you do have symptoms, you really have to stay home. So just be, if you have symptoms, it doesn't mean that you can put on a mask and go out. And they're really only recommending that you use one when you're going to the grocery store, or if you're going to the pharmacy, or if you're going to be at a convenience store, somewhere where you're going to be in fairly close contact with people.
We still want to keep the 6 feet social distancing in place, with this being Holy Week and Easter, Good Friday. Everyone is doing a good job here in Fremont County, but we still have not hit the top of the curve yet. We're not on the downside, and that can change overnight, and we'll wait to see what Governor Tim Walz says this afternoon with his press conference, how far it will go as far as the stay home Minnesota. I know a lot of folks want to get back to work, but as I mentioned on the air, Rich and Sue, this is not going to be a case where, let's say the light switch is turned off right now on a lot of the bars, the restaurants, the playgrounds. It's not a matter of flipping that light switch and everybody can go back to their normal jobs. It is going to take a process to continue to flatten the curve, and we haven't reached the peak yet.
Exactly. It's going to take some time, probably into the summer before everything is back to normal, or it may not even, we may get a second wave like has had happened in other countries and have to go back again to doing stuff. So it's just kind of a wait and see what happens.
Hairdressers are waiting to get their hair cut and get ready. And, of course, everyone likes to have a nice haircut for Easter, but this year it's probably not going to be the case. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to thank you, Sue and Rich, for keeping Fremont County posted with all of the updates every day. And we should also remind folks, if you are feeling ill, if you have maybe a fever, a cough, the respiratory, please don't just drive up to the medical center. You need to call that triage nurse line at 507-668-2121, or you can always call the medical center at 373-2384. Ask to talk to a triage nurse. And obviously, if you're having difficult breathing and you sprain your ankle while you're walking, obviously they're still going to take care of you up at the medical center. Call 911.
Yes. The other thing that we've been hearing about, another symptom that's come up is lack of taste and lack of smell. So people can also watch for those as being symptoms also.
It's a very fluid situation, and thank you for all the efforts and hours and conference calls that you guys keep us informed, and I appreciate you joining us here on KATE on a weekly basis.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost and Fremont County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall. We're not here to scare you. What we're trying to do is give you the facts and the information versus everybody that's seen it out on social media. Yes, we will get through this together.